The Yoma Marcus, we said Chatas for Yoshom, Minayin. How do we know to say that the Chatas and the Yoshom is Talmud? The Pesach says Zebach. So Rashi says Yoma Mar Gabi Nozir. When the Pesach says Venokach Es Sayir Sayir Rosh Nizrei Venos Nalesh Ashatach Zebach Hashemim. In the other Tachas Zebach Hashemim. Tachas Adud Shel Chatas for Yoshom. Now Talmud is Zebach. So you see, when the Pesach says the word Zebach, it means to include a Chatas in a Noshim also. So maybe who are doing by Mitzray Rosh, when the Pesach says the word Zebach here, it means to include that both its Chatas and its Chatas and its Oshim, both of them need the Sochim. So Rosh says no. How do you mean, when do I say this, that the word Zebach comes to include both? Hechad the Tavayot here, they're the Ninu. They're both the same type. Avel Hechad the Oshim lahachshir. V'chatas lechaper by Mitzray Rosh. The Oshim is coming lahachshirim. To be able to teach kachim, and the chatas coming for kaporo, bimun shrei kroy here, and the two separate psukim teach us that both of these two kabbalas need on the sochim, because otherwise I would not know both. Only by a nazir, where both of them coming for the same purpose, to both come lachshiru b'yam l'tamim b'meisim. But shenki b'mitzayr Rashi says the yoshim is lachshiru lever b'machane. The yoshim that the mitzayr brings, that's machshim to come back into the machane. The chatas is lechaper v'azayin devarim negoyim voyim. We have negoyim mitzrayim kosa v'chet chidid kaporo. So I would have thought to say that the two types. So maybe it will only be riba one, not the other. Kamash will know both. There's riba both of them need the sechim. I did not know that just from the word zevach, but I need the section riba to say both of them. The abimim frey kroy. Now zevach we just said means what? Zu chatas mitzrayim. For the more v'yemer, why don't I say zu chatis v'yoshom dinozir? How do I know to say when it says the word zevach here means chatis v'mitzayro? Why don't I have to say zu chatis v'yoshom dinozir? Let's say something about a nozir, a riba that the chatis and yoshom of a nozir needs nesachim. So most of my second doctor do not sound like this. The time you learn like this, the posting about mitzvah says u'minchasam v'niskeyim b'yolosai u'vishlamet ha'kosim medaber. Says u'minchasam v'niskeyim. The korban needs a mincha with the sochim with the yarn to be brought with it. So what's it talking about? B'yolosai v'shlamet ha'kosim medaber. Song batak a korban of a nazir, and it's saying the nazir is oil and the nazir shlamim needs a mincha nesachim. Ah, time you're telling me b'yolosai v'shlamet song about his korban oil that a nazir brings, or his korban shlamim that a nazir brings. That needs mincha nesachim. Maybe not that way, elu afilu chatas. Maybe even the chatas that a nazir brings should also have to have a minchasim in his kayim. But this time, the pasuk says, v'yaso ayil yasa zevach shlamim, or minchasim in his kayim. So it says separately that the ayil, the shlamim that a nazir brings, also needs a mincha nesachim. So the question is, ayil b'chlal hoya. Ayil is b'chlal the other kabbalah that says already by nazir he has to bring minchasim over the sachim. For normally, Yosakam goes out to tell us again that this ayah needs it, is lahakish lev, to make this hekish. Ma'ayah meyuchud bo b'nedir v'nedova, just like if I was a korban shlamim. The kind of a tell us a nedir v'nedova, I've called any korban that bo b'nedir v'nedova needs nesachim. Ma'ashenkein v'chatis, that does not come to us nedir v'nedova, does not need nesachim. Now, so therefore I say if a kid is going on the mitzvah. Now, Oyla, we dash before zu oylas mitzera. That tells the mitzera when he brings the korban oyla, his oyla needs nesachim. The end, why don't they say rather to say zu oylas yeledis? That when Isha gives birth, that she has to bring the korban oyla. Maybe that oyla should have to have nesachim. On Rabbi says this: oylas yeledis misayfa dekronafka. That will be yeledis when she gives birth, she has to bring an oyla. That her oyla needs nesachim. That's from a different pasuk. That's from the end of the pasuk. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Nosson Neymar, Rakebus the Pesach says, Uoilas Yeledes, Ha'echad, Ze'echad Osar, Shomaita. The Pesach says, Rakebus, that's coming to remember the Uoilas Yeledes, Shemiz Nesachim. The Pesach says, Rakebus, Ze'echad, what's the word Echad mean? Ze'echad Osar, Shomaita, Shekor Shlamim, that Amol Yemaita is the 10th one. Let's say by mistake you called the 11th 10th, so it's also Kaddish, and it comes to Osar Shlamim. That the tefil should be more chomer than the ikar. Now, usually you don't find this, that the ikar The Maisa Behemer itself, the 10th one itself does not need Nesachim. But the 11th one that comes Machmas, the 10th one does need Nesachim. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk over here to say yes, that the 11th one, when you bring that, it needs Nesachim to be brought with it. Because it's not really a Maisa Behemer, it's only a rebuild of Maisa Behemer. So here the Tafel is more Chomer than the Ika. Rabbi says like this, Rabbi Omar, a Zel Dov, what thing do we have? Shetzorach Shleish Ribuyim and these three Ribuyim have Yom Ezu Metzorah that goes on the Metzorah. Metzorah Takat, the three Kabbonis, has its Chatis, its Oshem, and its Oilah. And Rashi speaks out because the word is talking about a Nazir, Abo Ribuyim Ibrahimle, Yisle Chatis Ve'ilu V'yashem Shlomim. A Nazir has four Kabbonis. So if what's Mestam for the Spots is not talking about a Nazir, rather it's talking about a Metzorah. Then the Pesach says, La'ayol, Lom, we're going to need a Pesach for, Omer Arsheshes, Le Rabbis Eloi Shel Aroin. Come and tell us that the Isle of Aaron also needs Nesachim. So where it says, Isle Shel Aaron, Mi B'moyadechem Nafka. That comes on Yom Tif. So we have before anything that comes on a Yom Tif, you have to have Nesachim. So the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur, that's why it's brought on Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, so pshit in these Nesachim. Tzmor says no. Sarkot, I have the Chamin Arbor, I thought to say, Han in Mila de Tzibor, when do we say a Korban is brought on Yom Tif, needs Nesachim, a Korban Tzibor? Abu the Yochid Loi. So again, only by a Korban Tzibor, of a Yom Tif needs Nesachim. Abu the Yochid Loi, like here the Kohen Gadol, a Yochid's Korban, maybe not. Chamash one, yes. Or Maishno, why is it different from Eilus Yoledis? The Eilus Yoledis needs Nesachim, you see, even a Yochid also needs Nesachim. So Rabbi said this is different. Sakot at the Chaminahan and Mili Dovor Shen Kvila Zman. Only some doesn't have a Zman Kavua. Like a Yoledis. Anytime she's a Yoledis, she has to have a carb in the carbon with the Nesachim. Avo Dovor Shen Kvila Zman Balak Yom Kippur. And the Kohen Gadol brings his island Yom Kippur. It's a Zman Kavua. A Maloi made the absence as a carbon Yochid. It does not need Nesachim. Kamashmulon, yes, still needs Nesachim. Then it says, Oil Ayil, the Pasuk says, what's the Oil doing? Oil Ayil. La Malila Rabbe says, Tele. Esa Palgus. Come to mind, but Palgus also needs Nesachim. Rashi says, Palgus means Sha'ovra Shinoson. It's a year old already. Le'bolechlaush Shonim. It didn't come to the right age yet. It's over 1 year, but it's not Bechlau 2 years. So that Korban, a Palgus, still needs Nesachim. Ho Nichle, Rabbi Yechon, the Yom Burial. It's called its own burial. It's Ne'atzmo, Rashi's death was turned Nesachim. That Nan, not like this. Hekrivu means maybe olive niske ayel v'ena oiloloi mizivchoi. Rashi said that now that hekrivu means you bring this talgus. Hekrivu made a neder ayel oikevis v'ikruv talgus. So maybe olive niske ayel, you have to bring niske and sachem of an ayel v'ena oiloloi mizivchoi l'shem chovet nidroi. If you're not yoytzi neder though. V'soch lo v'ayel v'adai oikevis v'adai. The Afagav, the Beri B'fnei Atzmihu, you can bring it, V'akopoim not Yotzi Yechayiv, V'akopoim you bring it, this Palgis, and therefore needs his own Nesachim. V'yom Rabbi Yechanan, Oy L'ayol L'rabbe Sosa Palgis, is good. So therefore it's a reason to say, it could be brought for Korbin, therefore needs Nesachim. El L'ba Poda, the Yom that he says no, Maisi, Umasna you bring, we have to make it tonight. The Sveikahu, it's a sveiko. Rashi says, "Tiyama ma'isin niski ayin l'masni in kevusuv to kevus ekdishin esachiv ruyuloi via moisi nadova v'yim lab ayin hu arei niski diksava lab it's not buried myself." Is a sveiko what it is? Is it called a kevus or is it called an ayin? If so, what do you need to read before? Pshit, it's either one or the other. So I don't need a special pasuk for. So Mara says, "Yes, Israel still need a pasuk. Israel kroh." Rabuyis, there's a question. It's a crawl or buy a snake in the positive marba sophic. Samur says, Enachnami, Vadla Bapodakasha. According to Bapodakasha, you should not have to have this extra plastic oil ayil to be marba palgus. According to him, a palgus, it's a sophic, whether it's a kevis or whether it's an ayil. So there's no chiddush to say you bring the sachem with it tonight. It's only a chiddush according to Yechon, it's called the barrier, but Neyatsumai, that still is toy in the sachem. Then the pasuk says, "Kochu yasel shor echod, or la'ilu echod, or le'se bikfosim oibizim." So what do we need this pasuk for? לשור אחד מתמלינו, לפי שמצים לשחורת הכוסר, בין נסחי איל ונסחי כבס. There's a difference between the sock and you have to bring for an ayol or for a keves. A keves is a young one, under a year, and an ayol is already 2 years old. So you have thought to say, nechlok, the nechse par, nechse egel, who would then by paros, there should be a difference between the young one and an older one. Talmud, the Pesach says, la shor echot, oy la ayol. So some teachers know that a shor has one type in a sock and it doesn't change between the young and old one. Now, oila ayol matam lo. What in the pasuk oila ayol for? If you're shemitzina shecholach akosir ben nichsei ben shemla nichsei ben shtayim, it's different type in the sachem whether it's 1 year old the keves or it's 2 years an ayol. You have everyone thought to say nechleku ben nichsei ben shtayim nichsei ben shalish. If it becomes 3 years old, maybe also has a different type in the sachem. Tamalem no oila ayol. Ha'echad no. That once it becomes an ayol, once it's 2 years old, it remains in the same sachem no matter how old it gets. Then oyle sebek fos mot of a sheep for matam loymo the fish of mitzin we find shechol at akosir ben yiskei keves the nichsei the second difference is yochai would have thought the same nechlugu ben yiskei keves kifso the nichsei recholo since there are mechil between the zochol they by the cave rules there's a difference tam loymo oyle sebek fosim only by the zochol is there a difference in the nesachim but not by the keves. By the easy matam, when the person goes easy for matam leimo, if you should mitzvah shacholat akosir ben nichsei keves and nichsei ayol, the difference between a keves and an ayol, one brings. Again, by the easy matam levishim, if you should mitzvah shacholat akosir ben nichsei keves and nichsei ayol, Yochai was able to say nechlag ben nichsei gedi and nichsei soy. Maybe who are in by goats also there's difference. Talmud, the pasuk says no. By the easy, that the easy is on afkamina. Whether it's young or old, you all have the same type of nesachim. Omer Rapova Bodek Lon Rova Nichsei Rechela Bekama. How much nesachim you have to bring for Rechela? Upashtimu Leibur Poshu Mas Nisim Kedi Mishamesh Nichsei Tzoyin Shegadoyim Mishakatanim Shetzchavish Rechavis Chus Mishaleilim.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue one on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll continue one on the other side.